I'm bored. I'm much on that. I don't know. Wow. New one. We're much now. Aha. Bacho, we can do it better for them. When the octopus are decking with the cry. Wow. Now, I'm going to practice when I'm going to see how. And you're fine. Men's village for you. I mean, Shramo. It's a monument dainty. I'm going to graduate him cry. The street here, go teaching service. Amen. People of God, good morning. We thank God so very much. On behalf of Session, we welcome all new people that are worshiping with us for the first time. Especially this, my good friend Osofo. He has been here before when Papa Bembel was here, but I have to welcome you, Papa Akwaba. At appropriate time, we will introduce you to the church. Friends, the word of God, as we all know, is good. And when we are able to balance the word of God with prayer, it helps us to grow in the Lord. Yes. But you see, the word of God should come in different ways. For instance, if Papa Sofo is standing in the pulpit and preaching, or even over here and giving exhortation, you have no authority to ask questions. You understand? But when we are doing Bible study, as we did in groups earlier on, and even what I'm about to do, the teaching service. That one, even if I'm speaking, you can say, hallelujah. And I say, Papa, I don't understand. So please explain. Amen. And you see, that helps us to be grounded in the Lord. Want to do as we move forward is to add on to whatever we are doing in this church with the prayer festival, also with teaching services. Because it exalts us, it strengthens us. Please, media, help me. We are going to consider a topic known as Christian's commitment. And you heard the passage just read about Saint Paul, who was saying that as for him, it is not that he doesn't boast himself that he has acquired anything big or anything awesome. Rather, he forgets all the things that he has acquired, and he looks forward and even stretches out for something that is even much more awesome. Also, no dear, you say ninsanya can be bi and as we timi aye bibi aso matetin sorry po at the time workers ask me no matetin sorry bebre aso dia man yin nyina yesa minsa ka bi minsa kan hwe nemum me twime mo epese me ya dia ben me come nim. This is the memory verse. We'll come there. We'll come to the memory verse. But where I'm talking about the passage that, yeah, amen. So Christian commitment, you better send it here what it is, what Christian commitment is. And also, we will consider biblical contexts, biblical instances. And maybe any people here, I should say, omo wa ahofama, commitment ni na ya ahofama, tu huwa che, odo hu ba forie, aya adie wo nyame asafomo ye chrechre bible wo jira mu bi ye di bible wo jira mu bi ye se ba sorry no so aba bi your commitment how is it busan yo jira o te won chen say how is your commitment busan ya how is your commitment how is your commitment how is your commitment? Let's move on to the memory verse my brother let's move on to the memory verse thank you very much media Very good. So this is the memory verse. Let us all read the memory verse and we try to chew. Baba. Let's all read. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. When on unkwa betimi aka. When on unkwa betimi aka. Twi anas profo. When on unkwa betimi aka. Ami se se memory verse ya no anso ni the test for our heritage, celebrating our heritage. Yeah. But when on unkwa betimi aka. Yes. You raise your hand and you tell us. Who can do that for us? The youth. Everybody should be ready. Yes, thank you very much, my dear. Is it Frederica? Are you Frederica? Yes. Read, come on. Memory verse. Oh, you need microphone. Oh, mumu anu mami. We need microphone.
No, I have one.
Oh, yes. Go on.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 58.
Sure.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yes.
For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Do you understand it, Frederica?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask. Yes, mommy. Mommy, thank you. No problem.
Timmy and Madofo, Monting Tim, Monging him, Moncosso, well, Radiaj Memo. Now, when you say, Mobre, and your choir.
Yes. Mommy, Sammy, Mommy. Wow. Please, every group should be ready. You are going to read a scripture or you are going to answer a question. So, please be ready. Let's move on to the definition. Of commitment. Mibacho, what is commitment? In Chi and even in English. And how you will present it. What is commitment? Ah. Pacho mamu hormo nana. Nana hemi mami. Mami phobia mamu sasu. Nana misu mien faha. Why? Aye. And yes, sir. This is my back or crow. Yes. Mami. Sure. Pacho
ahofama.
Ahofama asie ne sen. Ahofama asie ne sen, mama.
Sa wo de wo bre ye bribi.
Odo bre ye bibi.
Na ye bribi.
Perfect. Odo bre ye bibi. Me da say, nana, mama ba ko so won che your man ensa so mpacho. Please, the session members, those up there, you can use this one, baba. You can use the podium if you want to answer question or do anything else. Yes, mommy. Yes, good one. Okay, so let's consider the English version. Please bring it on board, and let's move on. Media. Thank you. Can we read? Let's read together. Commitment means being bound to a course of action or to a person or persons or maybe to an institution. Yes, you can be committed to an institution. For instance, being committed to your church is being committed to an institution. I mean, so not only persons, but again, institution. Yes. Yes. It's what children will treat, we say. Mammy, maybe it's bad for. What children say, we will say. Commitment means, what children will ruffle. Add something to it. Add something to it. How is it? Yes. Yabro Mike.
Dedicated to a cause or an activity.
Very good. Getting dedicated to a cause or an activity. Amen. Who else? Who else? People of God, who else? We want to understand it to the basic. Pastor, how do I understand that? Yes, Sister Emma. Pastor, be man the microphone here. Sister Emma, you can use your microphone on the amount of talk, Jomuna. Yeah, sure.
Prioritizing your work in the house of God.
Great.
Prioritizing your work in the house of God.
Oh, in the house of God. I like that. Do you want to add something to it?
To commit to something, you know, you have to prioritize what is essential to do in the house of God.
Thank you. What is essential in the house of God? Amen. Now, we are moving forward. Oh, Mama. Did you mic? Why?
Also to be dedicated, to follow through into, for instance, why you are doing, say, this year, Ubeko gym, now we lose weight. You have to make sure that even when that interest is lost, you follow through and continue doing it. So even after the interest is lost, because you are committed to the course, you continue doing it.
Look at that. Yav, open to Ephesians 6:5. Youth, open to Hebrews 10:25. Yav, Ephesians 6:5. Youth, Hebrews 10:25. And read for us. Yav, 6:5, Ephesians. Is it for Yaf? And it's Yaf first in here. Please read.
Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters.
Look at that.
According to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before we move to youth, do you see some or a stream of understanding regarding commitment in this very test? Do you see a sense of commitment in this test? Pamcho and King Kenya Wakan is a CA. Be womu a chrese, and her family be obinio be yenya, and her family be an answer or pepe be. Do you see something there? Obi say yes. Mama, I didn't know. Oh, obey and respect. Obey and respect. Look at that. Wow. Yes, mommy.
Sincerity of heart.
Sincerity of heart. Wow. Patron Wembium. Thank you. That's it, Anna.
Fear.
Patron, say it again. Feeling.
No, fear.
Oh, fear. Oh, we'll be so on Patron Fema on also.
Obey Christ.
Man, I mean, shout. You see, all these cliches of clauses and phrases are so a kind of commitment in there. Okay, let's move on to that of the youth. Question.
Yeah, Papa Mpacho.
Ending
Hono.
Yes, sir.
The Amisumi Hunka Kra Honi say, or say, your masters now, young funny dear Mawamuno.
Mpacho, can come back because in Fiho, and media, please, to the not this one, but the previous one, so that we finish that part. Yes, Miriam Koso.
Your masters now, young funny dear Mawamuno.
Yes, sir.
Whether it is choir master, Yav. President.
Look at that.
Leader be or wasa for him be
even our parents.
Even our parents, yes. JY form penny four, YPG form penny four.
Sure.
We should give the same respect as we give to Christ.
Perfect.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Then let's move on to the, sorry. Oh, question. Oh. Pacho, that episode was a question. Daddy, Pacho.
Key word, slaves. Let me say, bit me elaborate in the Krakos. Ufano, ordinarily, the word slave, no, meaning be before from my inner. The bit me elaborate in the meter says, Abia, young way, Hawassi, and my penny for an answer. But I have slave there, I'm really
that I may know your dream. Utimu say, and you know. Translation at the time, you know, slaves and what they call you, so servant to cry, slave and what. Then soon him, dada, the Greek word over there, and Kasani is slaves. Because at the time, you know, during that time, you know, na I am kwasum, because for better than in Chenya, wa fan is a kwa, oti wako tono kwa, wa tono kwa sa kwa osomo no. But, on say modernity in Chenya, as you are saying, it's true. As good say they use servants, maid servants or a man servants. Yes. So daddy, you use servants there and I'll perform kakrawa home. Peter say, thank you. Daddy, yes.
Oh, this list, you know, she said if you are under somebody like your boss, as I said, would me a year a human French him say, who are you? But so long as you work for somebody or you are under the authority of somebody, you know, a subordinate, you know, sure. You have to be respectful, fearful, and of sincerity of heart.
Thank you, Daddy. Perfect. Perfect, Daddy. Yeah, that's for throwing light on that. Yes, YPG, let's move on to the next Bible reading. Please, let's also look at the reading from YPG and see whether there are a strand of commitment over there. Yes, YPG, let's go. Yes, please, anyone, YPG, any person, YPG.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
Yes, please.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Great.
As is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Sure. Thank you very much, brother. How do you see this passage? Is there anything commitment there? And what is it? You raise your hand and we bring you the microphone. Is there any commitment there? Yes, sister. Nana, me da say. Oh, Nana, we need to go America to sir. Oh, yeah, there. You better not yap to America. Yes.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Encourage one another.
Encourage one another. How? Me must have a question, BM. How is don't give up? Don't give up a sign or an attribute to commitment. But wait, my country, I mean.
But I be a si when you show.
That's
a woo to one or more.
Mawa
Bamumu.
I saw more Bamumu.
And I share a fufrosu uncle.
And crying. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is there any question? Yes.
So, in terms of commitment, even in a snowstorm, you get in your vehicle, say a prayer, and you can still attend church.
Look at that. Look at that. Please say it again. Say it. Oh, why am I saying can't be on my man?
Pardon?
Say
so
it again.
Commitment is even in a snowstorm, you get in your car, you say a prayer, and you still attend church.
Look at that. If I jump from my own,
let us not give up meeting together. No? Say, as I said, yeah, if you ask him, said, yeah, tear, obitikophobia, no beating, so called. Obiti Worcester, Obisute Lemonster, Obiti Baby. But we have this social media. Ah, you know, you see me, a shower so, na your bomb pie. Yeah, dear, say, you know. Ain't you know, and no boy, though, Nyabribiani, you meet. We meet on the line like we are doing every morning, we pray. Every afternoon, we pray. Whatever is going on, we all meet and then we encourage each other.
Sure.
And then we do it to the glory
Perfect.
Of God.
Yes. So, Mama, I understand. So, I just want to add to your point that, see, so if anybody is part of this church, you try to join. It's a yes. sign of commitment because yes. all those who are online, they are showing signs of commitment to their maker, to their creator. Thank you very much, Mama, for bringing that. Yes, Nana.
So, Papa, my point is one of the things I've learned as a Christian is that we need to be able to encourage each other in every way. So if I have a problem with forgiving somebody, there's somebody in the church who's had that same problem but has been able to overcome that. And see, I should be able to meet with that person and ask, how did you do it? And be able to also let go and forgive. It's the same. If I need a financial advice, there's somebody in the church that can encourage me to be able to make better financial decisions or something like that. That is perfect. Another way of encouraging one another in the community or church that we belong to. Amen.
Great. Thank you very much, dear. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, a question?
No.
Yeah. You want to add?
Yeah.
Okay.
No I wanted problem. To echo off of
but what... Tom was running there, Papa. Pacho, you use the podium. As I from Penny 4, Ubiya, Pacho, when you use the mic over here. Yes. Why make us
Pacho?
Oh, Kendra, after this sister, then you, okay?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, so for the commitment part, where it says that you should encourage, share with each other, our sister here explained. She used the example of you trying to lose weight, you losing interest, but then staying committed to the cause. That was a very good example she gave. And then for the latter bit, being dedicated and committed, you encourage each other and pull each other along. So,
thank you. Thank you, sister. God bless you. Kendra, your point.
Yeah, I also wanted to echo off of what another member had said about how even in a snowstorm, we should still make the time or have the effort to come to the house of the Lord. I also try to tell myself every morning that those times I don't want to wake up for church, if it was work, I'll get up and go to work. If it's school and I have class, I'll get up and go to class. If it's anything else, I'll also get up. So when it comes to coming to the house of the Lord, we should also carry that same mentality, also have that same determination, and even prioritize it over all of the other things in our life.
Amen. In fact, we are not saying all these things are easy. Even with the keeping fit one and whatever, they are not easy. You waking up early to go and clock for your job and all that, they are all not easy. Or are they?
No.
You know, but you should try stretching yourself. I mean, trying to do something. We are not saying it's easy. Thank you very much. So let's move on to, please, next slide. Sorry. Obiman is also. Batwakasa.
Meeting together, me when I make one.
Yeah,
meeting together, you're very good and is say committed because say you meeting together. Ebi a mi ma same bi a mekano na obi nim. So when we meet together, we learn from each other, which is very good. Amen.
Amen. Please, next slide. Not this one. Next slide. Next slide. I want us to use 1 hour. To finish. Teaching service is somewhat different from preaching. So, because everybody is contributing. Now, junior youth, you are reading 22:2-3. And in women's fellowship, you are reading 2 Samuel 23:15-17. And Asafumpeninfo, you are reading Ruth 1:11-18. So let's move on straight to junior youth. Genesis 22:2-3. Genesis. Please, where we've gotten to, there have been or had been Bible characters that showed commitment to God or to things of God. So we want to all read and see what they were dedicated to and try to apply ourselves to whatever they did. So, junior youth, let's move.
Genesis chapter 22, verse 2 and 3.
Yes, please.
Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the palace of which God had told him. Amen.
Amen. Friends, how do you see this passage? Is there any commitment in there? And what was it or what is it? Yes, sister. Do you have microphone? Oh, Lawrence, I don't know. But your mic now. Yes, amen.
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 Papa Pacho, in this instance, I have a question. Is this a command or a commitment? Because it says, take your son. It sounded like an authority. It didn't sound like a promise or a pledge to something. Thank you.
Okay, so who has an answer for our dear sister, please? Who has an answer? Yes, over there, back there. A youth? Are you a YPG lad? Oh, junior youth. Okay, yeah, sister, come on. Okay.
So, to someone like me who's very business-minded, a commitment is a contract. And as a Christian, my commitment to Jesus is the contract in this instance.
Look at that, very deep.
And in this instance, his command is both a, like I said, a command and a commitment, because he's telling me what to do to serve him as a Christian. So what to do to give him glory and honor him.
And because the contrary, if it's coming as a command or as a promise, you don't look, at it. All that you know, you have a contract between your God, and whether it's a command or a promise, you set your foot out. Is that not it?
Papa,
Laurentia,
Anna,
are you answered?
Please, I would like to add one more.
Add, brother.
Basically, if you are given a command, take, right? Fa kof, fa nipa ne kof. Yes, you see, Yenjinidi, so we'll be saved, right?
Yeah.
That is it. It's so as easy as what it is, but guess what? People are not committed to it.
Mm.
They don't want to do it. And to know the commitment is on us.
Amen. Now, let me say, Laurentia, which part you do not understand? Which part?
Me mente asiye kakra with commitment.
Okay, Fabre.
Yeah, more of your willingness to do something. And what say ye or shit? Metume you see yes to say snowstormy, just a brief example now or the mine. Say me per se snowstorm ni mu me ba out of my love for the things of God. That is me being dedicated to the things of God. Whether by rain, shine, storm, I'll be there. But the minute it becomes a command for me to drive through the snowstorm, I'm not willing to do it. And you're committed as a person. But then it becomes a command because it was a meba and a meba.
But okay, Mami Mbwawaha. Understand from your perspective, from the person who is worshiping God's perspective, it should be willingness. But the all in all that say to God, your merciful Father, he is asking you to come. You know from his word, as we read from Hebrews 10, 25, that we should be meeting, we should come to church, regular basis. So from his point, it could be a command, it could be a promise, but from your point, willingness. And I still are. Perfect. Me that's it. Auntie Anna.
Auntie Anna.
I just want
added on.
Adding on a question? No, adding on a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe if we look at the verse 2 now.
Yes.
So, or see, then God God said, right? So God said, and take your son. We all know what he said there.
Yeah.
And then the verse 3 said, early in the morning. So that's where I'm kind of focusing on.
Sure.
That God said this. So his commitment was early in the morning. He rose up to go and because
do,
of...
Do he, what God had said.
Yes, because of the commitment.
Sure.
And I...
Yes. Yes, Nana. Oh, a hand here. Oh, sister.
Sorry. I was just going to follow up with her just to let her know
that. Another question.
No, she said she didn't understand
it. Oh, yes. Add,
so,
please.
Command comes first before commitment.
Thank you very
because
much.
Because the Lord commanded us.
Oh,
that's
yes.
the reason why he sent us the Ten Commandments.
Thank you very much. Hey, I'm
so command comes first, then commitment. So hopefully that helps her a lot.
Thank you very much, sister. Thank you. Any question? Oh, yeah. Daddy.
But I think what is missing here is a phrase, be said, dedicated to something irrespective of circumstances.
Mm.
So no matter what, let's say you are committed, irrespective of difficulties, problems.
Sometimes, Daddy, we may not be feeling well. Okay, when I go, I know he will stretch up his hand and touch me, and I'll return healed. And so now I'm feeling well. That's not to be angry. I'm feeling well. So you're quite human. Anambwa. Ah. Yamishrao. Dada. Yamishrao. Pacho. Yeah. I could ask for a question or another one.
It's an add-on, but I wanted us to focus on the verse 3.
All right.
22,
Thank
verse
you.
3.
Thank you. Verse 3. Please move on to verse 3. Great. Yes.
The verse 3 says that he took with him two of his servants.
Yes.
And his son Isaac. As part of our commitment to something, it's not only to us, but also to our children. Oftentimes, when we are coming here to pray, we leave our children, back home.
I like that, brother.
We can have an instance where there is a commitment for us to do something,
sure.
and then we leave our children behind. Like, what kind of legacy are we leaving behind for our children? Are we putting our children in a position for them to realize that, look, I had a commitment with God, and as you grow, I also want you to follow that commitment.
Yes, sir.
So as we study commitment, let us also take into action that when we are doing something for Christ, it's not just us as individuals.
Sure.
Let us pull our children along. Let us pull our servants along. Let us put our household along so that when there is blessing, it trickles down to everyone. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. Please, I think, Mami, what's the kakakao? Da.
Yeah.
But your papa, a man in such one, we are now the number. Why? Yes.
If you say, yeah, sure, definition of.
Commitment,
you know. The word obedience. I say OCTA.
Me patro you, Pepe.
And the OCTA, no. Say what should be a sea. I say OTA. I say more because you. And I say dear, Pepe say Oyeno.
You.
I say OTA.
You.
And he say Abraham. He Oshenya go pon. I say no. Who say Oyeno is 70, no. I did be obeka she be a no. I say Oyeno OCTA Edimano. And the chair say we two no. Amma Yakupo, and I check so bad near Yakupon Bay, Becca says, Onye Biala. Into your city, any Ahupo, any, yeah, and no, any SHE, oh, yeah, can't, yes, anymore.
Daddy, and one Wakano. Mo, we bought your mamma, Ocasa, we want near the SEO. Now, next Bible reading, and women's fellowship, my fellowship, yes, let us say. So, mamma, Wakao Diano, me Pawasan, pa, ma, me Pawasan.
Papa.
Yes, please. Oh, be all. Oh, Derek.
Yes, Papa.
Yes, sir. Go on. I want to hear.
Papa,
you.
Me kaka me kaka.
Yes.
Yeah, Papa, kwa kwa duoka yinse. Aye, winter so. Why we are tasso?
And there is a kind of determination there.
Why we are tasso? Say,
or come, perseverance.
Come rain or shine.
Yes.
I see my guinea pig there. The basic piano.
Yes.
Near my margin,
yes,
make a Muslim school 5 years. Then who ya or moon say? They be on bomb by 5
yes.
In swim number,
battery you.
Nso be munanso mbebo.
Oh yes.
Eto mbebo.
Oh yes.
Enti yam say kakra na wo han level of commitment.
Enwa.
Enem say no ne ye how.
Aye.
Amen.
Enu ti na Yesu ya we no that Brian Rick. Eh no cre. Oh, brability. Wo ho.
Fa ketu abi enso so say.
Yo.
Enti ase say command kra na command no. When you look at another side, and also a boy,
oh yes,
the command help us to move. I try to be a command in you are, and Kajuman and Gawanya.
Some will see I'm here, you for the sano. In the literally, police for no.
In the command and no command and no horse, I know. God is in other words, helping you to move.
Oh,
because
yes.
When you say one, Kasem, me bakwa. Maybe go feed your maintenance.
Oh, yes.
But was it continue? You see, sir, can I cry? No idea. What about homework now?
Perfect.
Yes. For the command. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. So please, let's move on to the other. However, as a canas one, I can point to the baba. But okay, Kokasa, after that. But oh, this way. Oh, daddy, go this way. Please, after that, then when fellowship will read their portion of passage.
One sentence. The first step to commitment is obedience.
Look at that.
That's the very first step.
The very first step, like this one.
It's obedience.
Oh, okay. Sure. Maybe I talk. Yeah, let's read. The woman fellowship, please. Women's fellowship. Your portion. 2 Samuel 23, 15 to 17. Women's.
15 to 17.
Oh, man for Bible, am I? Second, yay! It's your Bible or her? Oh.
Second. 2 Samuel 23, 15
to 17. Yes, please.
Say, the door David you come, no can say, Hina na obe mami Bethlehem subura aye wo kropon hunumu in suomanum.
Yes.
Na no marima basano etiofa Philistine fonsra no mu.
Look at that.
Bethlehem subura aye wo kropon no mu no in su ede bre David nan so.
You.
One person on na osuogu emarade. Amen.
Amen. Did you hear that? Did you hear the passage just read? How do you understand this passage? David, who was so thirsty and wanted a special kind of water to take in. And this special kind of water, those who were to go for it, had to pass through the defense of the enemy. For the water. Three of his men did so. They broke camp. They went for the water. When they returned, instead of Uncle David to drink, Uncle David poured the water down to the Almighty God. We see two commitments here. The first commitment, who can help us? How do you see the passage? Nanaya. JY teacher. Nanaya.
Papa, the commitment, one is to another, one person to a higher authority as David's men to David, and then David's commitment to God.
Okay. Thank you. Any other, how do you see it? What is to come with you? My cousin, so you are brave. Me din so you brave, wa we shue gu form. A woman, what dream would they mean? Yame, only saying, how do you see it? Meaning, Mr. Woman, Yame, yes,
but
after that,
I'm guessing that this is where the third of line is that the three men, because they were committed to David, they did it at the peril of their lives.
Look at that,
to you know, go beyond. Extra mile, right?
Yes.
To get something for David.
Yes.
So I think, say, that's going above and beyond, you know, to show that I'm committed to what I'm doing.
Yes.
And then David also realized and said, Nyankopo is the highest. Semipuna is to commodimia, then how much more God in that, you know, contest?
Sure.
And, you know, man, no, I'll give it to God first. Ibika. Then I will.
Now you're saying, yes, junior youth.
So, to add on.
What's
to
your name? What's your name?
My name is Alicia Kuma.
Hey, I'm a deal. Oscar Dean is saying, Salisha.
Alicia Kuma.
Alicia. Hey. I'm not going to reach this one. If you're going to buy a chair. Yes, go on, my dear.
So to add on to what both my teachers said, I also see strong commitment from two of David's men because they were willing to cross that line and risk their life because they know that the person they're serving wanted this special kind of water.
Wow. Hey, they are really doing great. Braje, oh yes. Any contribution? We move on to the next reading is from the Yaf. Oh, my question, Bacho. Bacho, microphone, Mr.
Kakra Medore Kaho NSA. Story Ninina, who commitment expressed in sacrifice.
Oh,
and wow. There cannot be commitment without sacrifice.
Wow.
If you say, mighty men, no. They were willing to even sacrifice their life, no matter what. They did that.
Yes.
And David and so sacrificed, despite the fact that he was very thirsty, poured the water out before the Lord. There can't be commitment without sacrifice.
Thank you very much, madam. I lied. Any question, any contribution, we move forward to the next one. And it's for, is it for Asafun Penifo? Yeah. I think, yes, I gave to Asafun Penifo. Asafun Penifo, yes, Ruth 1, 11. Asafun Penifo, aren't you ready?
Ruth chapter 1, verse 11. But Naomi said, return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons? Who could become your husbands? Amen.
Amen. What do you go see? 12. I say to 8, 18.
Yeah, it was 12. Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons. Would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you. Because the Lord's hand has gone out against me. And this they wept again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. 16. But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it so severely, if anything but death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So from the perspective of Orpah, how do you see commitment here?
Papa, I'm going to meet Verse 16, or say, where you go, I will go. And I think, sir, it brings out the theme of loyalty so strong, sir. For you to be committed, you need to know, sir, you have to be loyal to that cause.
Oh, I like that, loyalty there. So apart from sacrifice and obedience, loyalty. Wow, doctor. Wow. Now, doctor say, chere umadia, any problem. Amen? Yes. So my question is this. JY, can you help me here? From the perspective of Orpah and the other lady, how do you see commitment here? From the perspective of Orpah. If he had gone, are you JY? Oh, okay. I'll come to you. But Yes. 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 Anyone from junior youth? Oh, no, no wrong answers. Oh, no wrong answers. And I know you will give good answers too. No wrong answers, Bacho. Uh-huh. Obviously, okay. Ask JY warm up. Oh, yeah, you'll be. Okay.
In the perspective of Orpah, she didn't stay persistent to committing because although she was given the chance to stay, after a while she decided on her own that she wanted to leave compared to Ruth, who continued to insist that she wanted to stay and commit to her mother-in-law.
Okay. So you think what Orpah did was wrong? From the circumstances before her, because the woman, the lady, Naomi, told her, now, if you are going with me, you are not going to get any person to marry you. So you think what she did was wrong? Yes. What's your name, brother?
Kwame.
Kwame, yes, Kwame.
I also think that Orpah, she had a level of commitment because at first she insisted on staying. Okay. But then her commitment wasn't strong or she wasn't fully dedicated. So when the slightest... pushback came, she let go.
Yes, there was a level of commitment, but it wasn't all that strong. Yeah, so she gave in. You want to add on? Oh, there's somebody here. Oh, brother. Are you also in GY? No. Are you going back?
I think that she wasn't inherently wrong by not wanting to stay. Because I think she just didn't want to sacrifice what she already had, unlike Ruth, who was willing to sacrifice everything, the husband.
Wow. Mama, Pacho, Mama, Mike, and Anna will be all.
Pacho, to Ruth, to Opano, Wanya de Kakra, or Mimi, Adjemu say. You see, in every situation, you don't give up. But no, because commitment no any hope, she gave up.
Mama, Yamin Shao. Oh, Mama, Auntie Joseph.
From Orpah's perspective, no, sure. I think I saw or I feel there's a possibility of reference. Reference in the sense that Obunudinini, in Inti, she was willing and staying committed to staying with her.
Okay, but not to the end, but no, to some point.
Because who reveal will be so much, you listen to that person and you follow Nipa.
Oh, that's so that's from the listening person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's Otien. What I'm trying to say is that Mimi Hunu said, upper reference, Mamini so much that even when she had told her, say, I have nothing to offer you.
Sure.
Because Obunu, Odini, Nino. And stuck with her. So there's a loyalty, there's a reference, and there's the obedience somewhere.
Okay. May that say. What's all the biggest sister at the end of home? Yeah. J Mike.
Oh, pardon. Naomi, to that extent, no man is our bono. And now, face Naomi can say, Woody Machi Quenya, I think I may quack or woe. No money, now I bear worry or more. Because I worry, I may be home. Into Obika, sir, you gotta be very strong at that point. Me mwan ka me Simon, you know. Yeah, it is a normal thing.
Baba phone you. Amen. Oh, mami person. Oh, me pa. Why, brother? Mami for me, mami na me mra what? Oh, Jamaican, no. Jamaican, mami. Yeah.
Papa, me patwa di me huni say. No pradi, no area task or so or be co no co pa our ye be a worry. And it's in a man's time. When they now are using any so the
colour. Now are using any so. Yes, brother.
Yeah, Papa,
brother. Then after that, this is Obaba. Yes.
But I think the proof of commitment is what you do in spite of.
Wow.
So commitment wow. Actually defined. Defined by continuity. Hannah, Naomi pointed out the situation she was in, the bitterness that has surrounded her life, and presented the case to them.
Are you a youth member?
No, please.
Are you a YAF member?
I'm a visitor, please.
Oh, you're a visitor?
Yes, please.
From Ghana or from?
Yes, from Ghana. Mama Gladys. Auntie
Gladys in Dubai. It's why I just always sang Kubim. Go on.
Right. So I think we should establish the fact that true commitment is defined by what you do in the face of adversity, in the face of difficulty.
I like that.
Anything that Edu Awaria Yeka said, for better and for worse.
I like that.
So I don't just love you in good times. Mm-hmm. I love you even in bad times.
Sure.
And that becomes the difference.
Brother, it's not me pen wa hanu wa homeka abim for. Brother Nyamisa, say we nyanko.
Amen.
Amen.
Me pacho. Opa, any Ruth in Yinano, omo respect your mother in law.
Yes.
First of all, and omo yinayo obedient. But, Opa, you're very obedient to your mother in law.
Wow.
And Ruth, you're persistent. Into the persistence, muno. And what did you? Naomi Echi.
Oh, I like that balance there. I like that balance. In fact, let's just say, commitment, mono, persistency, ama, ain't me nye ye o, and winter swa ama, ain't me nye ye. I like this girl. Was a man in Sasso? Oh, after that, near call Obapa. Is it Obapa? Bacho, yes.
So what I want to say is I agree with what everybody has said so far, but from my point of view, I see a little bit of selfishness and self-centeredness from Upper.
Wow, I want to hear that.
Because she was told from the very beginning by her mother-in-law, Naomi, said, But then she led on Naomi to think that I could stay the whole time, but she couldn't. And I think if you make a commitment, like our visitor said, you're supposed to stick to it, which she didn't do out of selfishness.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Becker said, Ogbami. Me pacho, Obiaman and Sasuecho. Antiagi. Pacho, Chilehopa, Oman and Sasuache. Yes, we will come there. Yeah, they are baby here. We'll continue on the 27th. Next 2 weeks. We'll continue on this teaching on 27th or so. Yes, please.
Opa was given a choice. And now, choose ni ope because my mene was still insisting say monko. And on so na dwebe say after all, nipa nkra mpese mdi na chi no. Onye ready say obey accept me. Ntin me so no. I have to take a decision and go.
Wow. Thank you very much. Daddy, Patrick, you're better now. Patrick, you're a question and I'm contributing to you. If you say me, I'm say, you might be real war, men's solution for us. So, yes, Frederica.
Okay. Hi, I just wanted to add that, like, Naomi is a person. I don't think that Orpah is required to be committed to her because, respectfully, Naomi is not God. She's just a person, and I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to move on with your life. She told me
like
to
that.
Go, so.
I like that.
I don't think it's wrong that she chose herself.
So to a person, there should be limitations, some limitations there. But as for God, it should be absolute. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I like that. So we are going this way. Yes, over there. Yes, please.
From the way that I see it, I feel like Orpah had more of a commitment as to leaving Naomi instead of staying, because it does also tell us that she moved on to like her people and her God. So I just feel like she had more of a commitment to them instead of Naomi.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Then here, mommy, Pacho, Jamaica.
Sanya means to me when you say, in our share, commitment is not easy. You have to be courageous and strong.
Papa. So apart from obedience, apart from loyalty and sacrifice, there should be courage. It's true. It's true. It's on to me. We're going this way. Yeah. Yes, Uncle Doctor.
Papa Mipacho, concerning this commitment,
yes,
we saw that they both had the option to choose.
Oh, yes.
But because our mother Ruth decided to stay committed to Naomi, after thousands of years, you and I, we are here, reading about what she did.
Oh, yes. And following after her examples.
Orpah made a choice. She wasn't wrong. But her name wasn't mentioned again. What I'm trying to say here is that there is a good reward for commitment.
There is reward at the end of being committed to something. Reward, Papa Bio, we are going this way. Hey, don't force you to be here. Baby, my real, I'm coming, Mama Helen. Mama Helen, who are Mike? Who are you, Bajo? Yeah. But for microphone, start a car, somehow can be. If a microphone, be one.
Commitment, sacrifice.
Yeah, could see. Please, back there. Back there. Okay, this way, please. This way, please. Then we are coming to men's. Amen, mano. Omukasa. Nafi. Yakosroho. There we are. Yes.
I was here for Masemono. Yaka commitment, Papa.
Yes.
Yachle be brain to mean commitment. So.
The P.
Namunya me busesiani say. Mimi a presbini.
Yes, sir.
Ubi ye a sorry for fro.
Yes, sir.
Sir. Me get to me metra me praise be more.
Yes.
Send me a TBR.
Yes.
So be get to me so also metra na sorry send me a TBR. Commitment to her baby Anna.
Me patch with you.
Anna send so send me a praise be me. Me TBR afa a sorry for home. A sorry be ye way na me tumi kana me koho. Na me go praise be na ma kona ma ba. Na bibi ye na ma kona ma ba. Me pesa mo kani yina abu na me tumi kwa si ye se. Commitment to her baby and Anna say, what is something loser? You bet me the asheho.
Okay. Okay. Daddy, a question we want home. Send me answer. One, we are begging me 10 minutes. And see, Daddy, so question we made the asheho me go to come. And no, you be biano next 2 weeks now. Yeah, to our edition. You know. But we are well noted and very significant. Very, very. Do you want to answer that this question?
Yes, please.
Hey, also for so the Ashen Botomwa. Oh, so be answer. Also for so the Ashen Fridge. What's so be answer? Okay, with the mama Angelina Kaina Onka. Angelina Gaza.
Yo, Papa, me passe. Me passe. Me passe. Me passe. In when you talk about commitments, as I say, you the focus. A dear Ben, I am committed to. Say the Papa, I can't, you know. Say me a committed to say me a member ewo asori I say yeah this is where me commitments ewo say me a committed say maybe yes we chia eho and I'm a commitment ewo and in to say who are commitments and now person who exercise commitments now who need a point of focus ube Lucy focus send ye who upper no and Ruth I believe say they all had commitments, but not on more focus, and I say on more reason, and our object to for their commitment. No, it was different. Probably not upper was committed to our rear, no, and Ruth are committed to Nasi, and I said the family. So when you are able to identify. At the cry, and I say, only per cry, me person me are committed to now. And my winner a very good perspective and focus. My would see me accomplish that kind of purpose. Thank you.
Amen.
Daddy Odame, Bachoni Di Mwara, Sister Angelina, what time I meet you halfway and I'll fool me? Okay, very good. Very good. Oh, akakra. Mati, Mati, Yamishra. Ya bumpen before, as I've been before. Kakakra, what's up for? Add your voice. Cut kiss are spoken. Add your voice. Pastor. Next 2 weeks. Oh, fakakra come. Papa saw on the baby back next 2 weeks. Yeah. Or for born something, I'm in the end. Yes. I want you to, within 3 seconds, say something to God. Say something to God. 3 seconds. Tell God something. Appreciate him. And ask him to increase your commitment. Commitment to him. Commitment to your church. Commitment to your family, your wife, children, your husband. Commitment to every good cause. Commitment. Tell God something. Patrick, can be betrayed. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we appreciate your goodness. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.